আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। সুবহানাকা লা ইলমা লানা ইল্লা মা 'আল্লামতানা ইন্নাকা আনতাল আলিমুল হাকীম। আল্লাহুম্মা সাল্লি আলা মুহাম্মাদিন আবদিকা ওয়া রাসূলিক ওয়া সাল্লি আলাল মুমিনিনা ওয়াল মুমিনাত ওয়াল মুসলিমিনা ওয়াল মুসলিমাত। আল্লাহুম্মা আলহিমনা মারাশিদা উমুরিনা وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني إنها إن تك مثقال حبة من خردل مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim. We have just 15 minutes in a week to share some good advices of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The political news, we are all aware of everybody's phone getting the news, what's happening in different cities and countries of the world. I recited ayat from Para 21, Surah Luqman, where Luqman alayhi salam was a pious personality that lived in the past times. But he has such wonderful qualities that Allah made his good advices and qualities as ayah and verses of the Quran. And Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. I am an ordinary student. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself and every alim that are teaching Quran, hadith in the Darul Uloom, they are better than myself. And Islam, we don't compete with another, we complement one another. Different imams and different madrasas of different cities and countries, we make dua that Allah assists everybody to impart beneficial knowledge that will take people to Jannah, paradise, and protect us all from Jahannam. Now, there are different aspects of the advices of Luqman alayhi salam. One is the verses which before this, which I have not recited because of time constraints, said we must not commit shirk, ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we read salah, we make sajda to Allah, we focus to Allah. We face the Kaaba in Makkah Mukarramah when we read our salah. But we are not worshipping the Kaaba, we are worshipping the creator of the Kaaba. We are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when he used to make tawaf, and when he used to come to Hajar al-Aswad, he said, I'm only kissing you because I've seen our beloved Rasulullah as I'm kissing you. But I'm worshipping Allah. I'm not worshipping the stone. And I'm not worshipping just Hajar al-Aswad. I'm only worshipping Allah. And to do any good action for somebody else besides Allah, lack in sincerity. You do some good work for name and fame or to get the praises of the world, etc. Then Allah will say, you got the praises in the world. In the akhirat, you won't get anything. And the dua for sincerity is, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min an ushrika bika shay'a wa ana alam wa astaghfiruka lima la alam. O Allah, protect me from ascribing partners to you knowingly or unknowingly. May Allah grant us sincerity and have that guilt that I've got a lot of shortcomings in my work, in my salah, in my zikr, ibadat. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Not claim to be pious. Allah Ta'ala knows best who is most pious. The other advice he gave about respecting parents. We see when the husband and wife make nikah and the mother, the wife gets pregnant, the difficulty mother experiences during pregnancy, It's unimaginable. She bears all the difficulty, and then the childbirth comes, and then she takes care of the baby, breastfeeding the baby, changing the nappy, changing the clothing, bathing the child. And remember, when we grow up, what dua we read for our parents? Allahumma rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon our parents like how they showered their mercy upon us when we were young. And don't say oof to them. But we obey them in permissible things. If we have Muslim parents, they tell us to read Salah, read Quran, go and work, don't be lazy. One of the concerns the parents must have is that my son must have a good employment. If you bring a daughter-in-law at home, he must be able to look after the daughter-in-law. So the father-in-law will give him the necessary education when he grows up, gets a good job, etc. And see that he's not lazy. You've got a family business. The father will tell the son, come work in the shop now. Tomorrow, if I'm gone, you have to look after the business. If you have a lackadaisical attitude, open when you want, close when you want, do what you want, the shop will close down. So we have to respect our parents. They give us good advice for our future to be good. And they don't want the daughter-in-law to suffer at the hands of the son. Allah make it easy. The ayat which I've recited, number 16 and 17, from Para Surah Luqman. Let's do the English translation. Luqman alayhi salam is giving advice. Oh my beloved son, if there has to be a deed equivalent to the weight of a mustard seed within a boulder or in the heavens or the earth, Allah would present it. Without doubt, Allah has knowledge of intricacies and is the informed, well informed. Whatever good deed we do, in simple layman's translation, whether in the masjid, out of the masjid, we are flying overseas trips in the aeroplane. Today we are being tested that aeroplanes come with a DVD behind the seats, and they have films. Now imagine you're going for Umrah, you're going for Hajj, and you're watching those films in the aeroplane. What type of Hajj we're going to make? They even got music in the DVDs. One channel, different types of music. I was traveling in one trip, and I seen Muslim brothers and sisters going for Umrah, and they're listening music in the aeroplane. And it was very sad. After that, I told him, you know what, you got where you are going. You are going to Makkah. You're going to Medina. And you are listening to music. And few Salah times came, the place in the back of the plane, they allow two people at a time to read Salah. Even non-Muslim airline, they're very cooperative. And they say, you want to pray, pray. But just that you don't pray when it's feeding time. International flight is 8 hours. The feeding time is 2 hours. So you just see and wait is a suitable time. And alhamdulillah, wherever there was a will, there is a way. And people are allowed to read two at a time in the back, read Salah. But listening to music and watching films in the aeroplane while going to Makkah, Medina, make tawbah and istighfar, my brothers. Allah must not make us do that again. Then the other important, I'll elaborate on this very beautiful ayat. Ya bunayya aqimis salata wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkari wasbir 'ala ma asabak inna zalika min 'azmil umur. O my beloved son, establish salah, enjoin good, forbid evil, and patiently endure whatever afflicts you. Verily, this is a form, this is from the most resolute of matters. Now, from the advices of Luqman alayhi salam, some ulama in the commentary, they say this ayat number 17 is one of the comprehensive of ayats of the Quran which Luqman alayhi salam gave advice. Establish salah, fajr, zuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. We have to read it on its prescribed time. We know that we month in the Rajab, we think of the Miraj of Rasulullah sallam. Mustn't happen one of the nights, 27 Rajab, whole night we spend in Ibadat and celebrating the Miraj with having a delicious meal and all that. And then balance of the day is not even getting up for Fajr, not reading the Faraz Salah. May Allah protect us. Then وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Remind one another of good actions and stop the people from the haram and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is on whom we have some influence, our wife, children, our brothers, sisters, our senior members of the family. See, wedding is a happy occasion, or sometimes family and friends get together over a meal. But we can't have music in any functions, and we must have separate seatings for males and females. Normally in a wedding or some function, the female dressed to kill. Now even on Eid day is a happy day when family and friends get together, you know, everybody wearing their best clothing on the day of Eid. Even the women folk, they're wearing their best clothing and they got the jewelry and everything. Now if we don't have parda, then sometimes they have an illicit relationship, or somebody's wife ran away with another man, or somebody's daughter ran away with another boy. It all started off by going to functions of mixed gathering. So let us observe the laws of hijab. It is for our benefit, and don't have music, whether Indian music or English music. Music in any form is completely haram. And even if we have nazam and naat in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nazam and naat that have music in it is completely haram. Qawwali is haram, is not permissible in Islam. And you study the personal life of those reading the qawwali. Some of them don't have a sunnah beard. Some of them don't even read the Faras Salah on time. Some of them are taking marijuana, drugs, green grass to go on the high when they're singing. One person sent me a video clip that a qawwali singer is actually smoking zol in layman's term. And then he's going there and he slept right through the Fajr Salah and everything, no namaz they read. So we can't follow these people who use the name of Nabi Sam to make money. They have sometimes a program in a convention center, computer ticket, you pay 100 rand a ticket. And then you study the personal life, they don't have beard, they're not permitting the kurta, topi. And one person spied on one visitor in South Africa for 10 days that he was here. And he filmed him drinking alcohol. But he didn't make it viral. He told his host, you know what, you bringing these people here. Tawa, I got proof he drank alcohol. I got proof he went to the prostitute den in the hotel, they're committing zina. They're staying in the hotel. And the night they're bluffing us with the naat of Rasulullah. How can we be so stupid and gullible? Our ulama says, come to the masjid, leave the halls one side. We got so beautiful masjids. We got Bilal receivers. And people can listen on the Bilal receiver. Normally when these type of video clips come to me, I delete it same time. But that person told me, Maulana, I'm giving it to you. You educate the people. Don't fall for this ignorant, stupid people. They're after making money. And they're promoting zina and sharab. And all funny things they are doing. May Allah protect us. May Allah guide us. The other advice he gave, وَلَا تُسَيْرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَقُورٍ وَاقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَاقْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرُ. Not turn your face away from people and do not walk arrogantly on earth. Verily Allah detests every arrogant beggar. Luqman alayhi salam, be humble. Respect the ulama, imams of your masjid. If somebody got deen in the life, they give you some good counsel, so you must go Jannah. They tell you, don't go there, don't do this, because they don't want you to Jahannam. And a humble person, he'll admit his mistake and read, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. And waqsid fi mashika waqdut min sawtik inna ankara al-aswati la sawtul hamir. Moderate your walk and lower your voice. Indeed, the most abhorrent sound is the braying of a donkey. You see, a proud person, empty vessels makes the most noise. The pious servants of Allah, another verse of the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The pious servants walk with humility on earth. And if an ignorant person were to make start an argument, make salam and walk away. Don't get involved in arguments with ignorant people, especially the masjid, the house of Allah, the place of peace, tranquility. We have some personal issues, sometimes a financial dispute with somebody, sometimes a marital dispute between families or some other problem. Do it in your private time. Don't come and speak your private matters. Azan is going while the people are making wuzu, while outside the masjid, even the shoe removing area is a public place. You don't start an argument at the entrance of the masjid. That is, you do it in your private time, make a phone call from your office, from your home, wherever. But the house of Allah, we come for ibadat, and Allah give us tawfiq of making ibadat and being in the masjid on time. Time is up. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.